Pope Benedict received the President of Serbia, Boris Tadic, and the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, Jan Fischer, in separate audiences this morning. In the meeting with Prime Minister Fischer, talks focused on Pope Benedict's recent apostolic visit. Mention was also made of the Czech Republic's adoption of the Lisbon Treaty. Meanwhile, the Serbian integration into the European Union, positive dialogue between the Catholic Church and Serbian Orthodox Church, and the upcoming commemoration of Emperor Constantine's Edict of Milan were the focus of discussions between Pope Benedict and Serbian President Boris Tadic. Emer McCarthy spoke to President Tadic about the meeting, his second with Pope Benedict to date.
First of all, traditionally we have approached that we are east on the west and west on the east. And from that reason, Serbia can be very helpful also during the celebration of Edicts of Milan. We have a very good relations with the Holy See because of taking principled position in so many respects. Serbia has two strategical goals. One is to become a member state of European Union, and the other one is to defend territorial integrity and sovereignty. I appreciate very much the position of the Holy See, and especially Holy Father in that respect.
Of course, you have been hailed as having opened a new chapter in dialogue between the majority Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church, which is in the minority in Serbia.
In that respect, we all have to care about the position of the churches, especially we have to care about Christian identity, which is a common for everybody and all people that are living in the Balkans region. And from that reason, we talked to Pope Benedict and I about ecumenical dialogue. A few years ago, I met in my residence bishops from both churches. That was extremely important, not only for me, but also for both churches. And I hope that in the next few years, we can enhance our efforts in that direction, and especially during the celebration of Edict of Milano in 2013, which is coming very soon, and that is going to be a great opportunity to create further steps in terms of ecumenical dialogue.